Good morning, everyone. This morning we're going to talk a bit about how to effectively communicate the importance of informatics in your community. And I'm going to do just a little bit of introduction and sort of background on what is informatics, why do we think this is such a difficult thing to communicate. And then my co-author, Dr. Walter Suarez, who is the recent Director of Health IT Strategy at Kaiser Permanente and also the President of the Public Health Data Standards Consortium, and in that role, a representative to the Joint Public Health Informatics Task Force, is going to come up and talk about this. This is something that we conceptualized quite a while ago with the Joint Public Health Informatics Task Force. We thought this would be a really good, very practical session addressing sort of a foundational problem that we have in informatics. So really excited to hear what Walter and JFIT have to share. So we'll talk a little bit, I will talk a little bit about what is public health informatics, what are some of the difficulties that we have with definitions, how that's evolved over time, the breadth of the field, which is also a difficulty in communication, and then Walter is going to talk about communication challenges and strategies and some examples of effective communications. So some of the challenges, I don't think anybody in this room needs to be told this, but some of the critical challenges that we're facing right now revolve around budget deficits. You know, it's difficult when people think that what you're selling them is the latest, greatest whiz-bang technology to make a strong case for that in the face of furloughs and layoffs and, you know, core infrastructure eroding. And so it sort of plays into that definitional challenge as well. Also, new public health priorities like H1N1 really taking the focus of all of public health right now into how to prepare for and respond to H1N1. Health IT, I mean, we heard a lot this morning about the American Reinvestment and Recovery Act, the High Tech Act, health reform, and those things are really in the spotlight right now. And so making it clear how public health informatics plays a role and enables some of that to happen is really critical. So we feel like right now there's a real risk of public health informatics being overlooked. Some of the other challenges really on the ground, your average public health practitioner is not accustomed to playing on this field. That we, when you go through a school of public health, you're not necessarily trained on IT technical standards. What is interoperability? Why does it matter? Why do you need and what is entailed in real-time bidirectional communication? So this is a little bit of unfamiliar territory for us, and we don't always speak the lingo. It's a confusing term. What is public health informatics? What does that mean? Why does it matter to your average state and local, you know, public health practitioner, federal public health practitioner? It sounds like IT, but it's not. So what is informatics? And these are definitions that probably many of you are familiar with that have continued to evolve over time, starting back in the 70s with a definition focused on medical informatics as the application of computer technology to all fields of medicine. Evolving a little bit to, again, an emphasis on medical informatics being the scientific field that deals with storage, retrieval, and optimal use of biomedical information, data, and knowledge for problem solving and decision making. So continuing to sort of be added to, expanded upon, and evolving over time to one written by our colleague Bill Hirsch in 2007, the integrative discipline that arises from the synergistic application of computational, informational, cognitive, organizational, and other sciences, whose primary focus is the acquisition, storage, and use of information in health and biomedical domains. So CDC has tried to boil this down a little bit into something a little more simplistic. Still doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but it's getting a little closer. That public health informatics is defined as the systematic application of information, computer science, and technology to public health practice, research, and learning. So really trying to drill down from that global definition of what is biomedical or medical informatics down to what is public health, and trying to bring that public health practice element into this. This is a graphic from Columbia Biomedical Informatics Program that sort of shows you the breadth of the field, moving from basic research all the way through applied research, from informatics processes and techniques at the cellular level all the way up through population and society, looking at biomedical informatics, imaging informatics, clinical information, and public health informatics, with the focus of public health informatics really being on that applied research for populations and society. So, Walter, I'm going to ask you to come up and talk a little bit about how JFIT and others, other partners, are thinking about strategies to address this and sample messages.
So, thank you. I think throughout the whole event, we have heard a number of key words and messages, and some of them are very, very much related to what we're talking about here. Certainly, informatics itself is the main theme of our conference. And throughout the various presentations, starting with our a keynote speaker yesterday morning, we heard some of the key things that informatics can focus on, and some of the real issues around how to communicate this. And I think some of the words that I heard early were certainly this is start with small and simple things, footprint. It's hard to try to talk about this and try to simplify it in a very easy to understand for policymakers, for decision makers to take with. I mean, I sometimes take a couple of hours to explain to my wife what I actually do in life. So, and then I have to reinforce it with some more explanations, and then at the end, I'm even confused about what I'm doing. But nevertheless, there are some things that we can really say. I think nothing could be better for us right now, but at the same time a challenge for us, than health IT and the attention that the country is making on health IT. It is really a momentum for us to build upon, and that is one of the elements that we should grab and take with us. Some of the reasons why public health as an agency, as a field, needs to be part of this momentum. And it is indeed in the center of the momentum, whether we have feel it or felt it or whether we got realized it or not. So there's some key roles that public health agencies are taking and are actually doing with respect to this health IT momentum at the state level. Many state public health agencies are actually driving, moving forward the health IT agenda. We should also build on the state and regional initiatives. There's a lot of attention now being paid. I think the first four years or so of ONC's efforts to move forward with health IT were focused significantly on a couple of things, harmonization, certification, and NHN. And if you realize or see this, there was not too much attention paid yet on EHR adoption and HIE development. And as I always try to explain, there is NHN, which is what we have, the Nationwide Health Information Network, which we always have seen as sort of the network of networks. But without HIEs, there cannot be NHN. Without a HIE set of mechanisms to go into and exchange data through NHN, there could not be an NHN. And without appropriate and expanded adoption of EHRs, there is not going to be HIEs, because organizations need EHRs in order to electronically communicate via HIEs. I mean, that's sort of the whole principle. And then HIEs are needed in order to exchange data through NHN. So now with this new wave, I guess, through the new administration and the new ONC, we're now seeing a complete shift in the attention. And through the Recovery Act, when you think of the funding, pretty much all the funding is going now to EHR adoption and to HIEs and to the fostering of the establishment of HIEs. At the state level, through the identification of an entity at the state level to do it, and at the regional or local level, certainly as well. that's where public health plays a very critical role. And I think this next wave is where we have the biggest momentum to play. So HIEs, all these RIOs activities are the things that are things that we can build upon on this momentum. Health data integration initiatives, data centers, resources such as geographic information systems are other things upon which we can build on with respect to public health. Electronic standardization efforts like immunizations and lab, all these things are the footprints, the steps that we can bring into this next wave of activities on health IT. All right, so the strategy. Well, we need to make public health part of the health information continuum, really, rather than continuing to foster or to expand on this silo, independent, one-by-one, program-by-program kind of a concept. And that really supports patient-centered and what I call community-centered care, not just really thinking about EHRs being in a patient-centered environment, but public health now paying attention and being more into a community-centered care environment where public health interacts with the community and interacts with the healthcare providers and with the healthcare sector more directly in a bidirectional way. So breaking off this traditional one-way communication between public health and its partners, its trading partners, and increasing really the amount of opportunities and expectations for interactive, simplified, interoperable, these are kind of big words sometimes, bidirectional exchanges between public health and clinical care. So I think we have this sort of time in which we're seeing the tipping point, if you will, where public health can begin to act in a more interactive, bidirectional communication way with its partners. Learn to play in the new playground. I think I still remember when HIPAA original came in 1996, almost a century ago now, and a lot of the standards. I mean, a lot of organizations, providers and payers, were very familiar, or somewhat familiar at that point with standards. One organization that wasn't very familiar back then was Medicaid. Medicaid agencies were not as familiar as everybody else with these new standards. And they thought, well, you know, we're Medicaid. We're going to be exempt of all these requirements. Well, no, you're Medicaid. You're a covered entity. You must do A37s, the claim standards, and receive A35s or submit A35s and do all these transactions. Nobody in Medicaid knew even those terms necessarily. And so they quickly had to become technically experts, basically, in knowing what all these standards were. And they quickly joined all the initiatives to that are all the national standard development organizations that actually set the standards and then define how things are going to be done. And they quickly learn how to present a business case for a data need so that that can be incorporated into a standard. All that expertise had to be developed within, you know, a year or two to allow Medicaid to now be a very active, in some cases even a leading player in the standards to show, well, you know, you private commercial plans would have this need, but we in Medicaid, because our state laws, have these specific needs, and they're not different from things. We can do them if we add this standard. So that kind of learning on how to play in the new playground is what we need also to do in public health. Learn about interoperable standards that are being adopted to do the data exchanges. The certification criteria that is being established for EHRs and PHRs to interoperate via HIEs. And really the need to bring and identify and bring the public health data requirements into these standards so that when an EHR is adopted, they don't just are allowed to exchange between EHRs or, you know, one EHR to another, but also interact with public health information systems. So silos no more is sort of the motto that we got to take. Create a culture of meaningful use of health IT in public health. You know, the word meaningful use or the term meaningful use has been now plastered all over. And as I think David Hunt was saying, there's even seminars that explain how to do meaningful use when they haven't even yet defined meaningful use. But I think we have an opportunity also to think about what is meaningful use of public health information technology or health IT in public health. And informatics is the vehicle to understand that meaningful use, informatics and health IT. And it's really a means to an end, of course, not the end per se. And I think informaticians will play a critical role. I think someone was telling me when we were preparing this how the perception was that informaticians will be as critical today in public health as epidemiologists were back 25 years ago and continue to be. They become a critical part of our structure. So let's talk about the message. Focus on three basic questions. We keep talking about elevator speeches, and I mean, as much as I sometimes don't like elevator speeches, because I'm claustrophobic, for one, so I don't go into elevators too much. And when I'm in an elevator, the last thing I'm focusing on is telling the three things that someone needs to remember at the end of that ride. I'm trying to get to the end of the ride quickly. So, but I do think there are three basic elements that you have to remember about, or that we need to communicate about this. What is public health informatics in a simple sentence? Why is it valuable now? And what do we need to do? Not what we can do or what we want to do. What do we need to do today? Those are the three things we want to really try to say, and let's explore those three. So what is public health informatics? We heard from Lynn the very academic, in my view, definitions, which are important. We need to have a very, very good framework of what is informatics. But it's when we get into that level of discussion, we're in a different audience, in a different elevator, or maybe it's a longer ride on the elevator. So we need to really say something very simple about informatics. The systematic, I mean that term is a little heavy, but the systematic application of information technology and systems to support public health practice. That sounds still too academic. We need to simplify it and tell our audience, in this case, certainly the policymaker, the decision maker, our bosses up in the executive level, ensuring that our public health information infrastructure, our data systems, everything we do in health, in public health with respect to health information, are well planned, are well adopted, and are well used, and allow us to improve clinical and public health practice and the health of individuals and communities. So, again, this is probably like a three-level ride in an elevator, but it's still a little complex, and so we'll get into some more simplified messages a little later. Why is it valuable now? Well, there's many reasons why it's valuable now, and you need to, extract some of the basic ones. We need to maximize our existing health IT resources and scarce dollars, really. And the best way to do it is to better plan for systems rather than duplicate all this information, technology, and infrastructure in silo structures all the time. Better position our organization to interact with stakeholders. That is a critical element now. If we don't have that capability, or if we have silo capability, we have to create interactions that are very specific between our through programs, and that's going to be a waste of a lot of our resources. Establish an internal roadmap for interoperable public health information infrastructure in the agency. That's really, we know that we're not going to be able to change all our information systems and our technology over the next even 10 years. But we need to create a roadmap on how we're going to begin to modify what we have currently to allow us to exchange information more interactively with the systems. Remember, one of the criteria, and this is now me talking from the Kaiser perspective, one of the criteria that we have for EHR funding in the meaningful use, now I'm using the meaningful use definition that we have on record at this point, approved by the policy committee, ONC policy committee, is one of the criteria is to be able to exchange data with public health. There's some specific elements there. My company is going to be able to say, well, we're ready, we're capable. We have our EHR system and can talk. How many public health agencies can receive that message in an HL7 version 2.5 or even in the next generation version 3.0? I mean, how many agencies will be able to accept that type of message? And that's a challenge that we have, because we have to demonstrate that we're meaningfully using the EHR by exchanging data with public health, using the adopted standards that are being established by the standards committee, which are HL7 messages and are some of these HCPCS standards that are developed. So we in public health now, looking at public health, we're going to put into some challenging situations some of our partners in clinical practice by not allowing them to be able to demonstrate meaningful use directly. Better establish internal roadmaps. So those are three, what is available now. And what do we need to do today? What are the basic things? At the end of the day, the message is we need to do some things. If you already forgot the definition of informatics and we're already in the fifth floor and the doors are ready to open, I want you to remember this, as the policy maker, decision maker. We need to identify and train workforce. That's the biggest, most important priority at this point, is identify who needs to be trained. And we're not talking about sending them for 2 years to a PhD degree. We're talking about providing them with a basic level training of public health informatics that allow that person to incorporate into his or her work elements, principles, guidance and thinking around informatics that helps whenever they face the need to work on an information system, develop a new one, expand their existing one, think in terms of this planning and this interoperability exchanges that needs to be done. Identify a central point. That would be another ideal important element. It's really not even an ideal. It will be a critical step to identify a central point within the agency that will be sort of the main resource for informatics. Create a resource center in public health informatics. Nowadays, you could simply, through web resources in the organization, establish a simple, basic web resource center that brings many elements that already exist in the many other federal and state agencies have those. Many other resource centers, ARC has a number of resources around that. So it's easy to quickly put together something without a lot of investment, but that helps locally at the state and local public health agency understand some of the basic concepts on public health informatics inside the organization. Connect with others in public health informatics community. So we have communities of practice, and maybe there isn't a single one that focuses specifically on public health informatics per se, but there are several aspects of public health informatics treated in several communities of practice. But maybe there should be one that is called the public health informatics community of practice, so that allows organizations, individuals to participate there. And then ideally, we want to form a unit within the agency dedicated to public health informatics. That's ultimately my own goal, my own hope more than a vision, not anything, is that I can see in the future that every state agency has and every local public health agency has a unit, whether it's a one-person unit or a, several-person program or center. So here are my ultimate goals, basically. Every state agency and local public health agency should have all identified priority workforce members trained in the basics of public health informatics. So again, is the identify working. When HIPAA privacy came about, we learned one big thing about privacy was to educate our workforce. And we continue to struggle in many places with that. And that is something that some people say, we're done with HIPAA. Well, that's one thing that we will never be done with, is keep training our workforce. And one of the elements is to identify who needs to be trained. Now, in privacy, pretty much everyone needs to be trained. But we want to try to target and identify within the organization who are the key members that need to be trained around public health informatics. Identify the resources and the opportunities that exist in the market to train them, because there are many and there are more coming out And again, it's training in the form not of a formal, you know, academic kind of level training, but more of an interactive accessible training mechanism for our workforce. Every state and local public health agency should have a public health informatics unit or a center with dedicated resources. That's ultimately really a goal. Just like we have a privacy officer and a security officer, we should have a public health informatics officer or informatician. So, the follow-up. Identify members of the workforce for training. Identify and take advantage of training opportunities. We do have a number of those available. And they are, you know, in many respects, accessible, too. Identify priority areas in informatics at the agency. So what would be the sort of those first steps, you know, the simple ones to start working on, you know, immunization registries or even vital statistics reporting or some of the laboratory reporting areas. Establish a simple resource center for public health informatics and connect and participate. That is really critical that we now begin to bring the expertise of public health into the standard development groups. And truly, one of the biggest challenges that we right now have, and I've been participating with a number of others from the Joint Public Health Informatics Task Force, from my own other organization, the Public Health Data Standards Consortium, in some of these technical world organizations, HITSPE, HL7, some of these national and international organizations like IHE, that are defining and establishing the standards. And if we don't participate more actively and have more expertise, you know, many of our needs in public health are going to be overlooked. And by the time we find out, well, you didn't think about this when you developed this EHR, they'll say, well, you know, that will be in the next version. And the next version, who knows when it will come. So I think we really need to emphasize the significant importance of, first of all, educate and train our workforce, and then ensuring that they participate, that they're engaged. And that's another way to get educated and trained. Some of the training that we learn and that we have in informatics and in standards and in all this is doing it. It's actually going and sitting, you know, the first time I sat, you know, several years ago in one of these meetings, I thought they were speaking some of the language. And by the time I was, you know, at the end of that meeting, I started to speak a little bit of that language. And, you know, you learn and you understand not just the language itself, but the process. Because that process is very important. The steps that you need to take, they need to demonstrate or to show a business need to entities and individuals that are actually setting the standards. That's a learning experience that doesn't come with, you know, basic training, but it's almost on-the-job kind of training. So I think, I wanted to finish up with a very few slides, a sample of some of the state agency organizations that have some of these informatics units, and whether they're formally trained or trained on the job, they have different levels of activity at different agencies, whether it's at the whole statewide agency or at local public health agency or units within the organization. But there's only a very so when you ask every public health agency, whether it's, say, local, do you have informatics or do you have an informatician or someone, you don't get, you know, you basically get a sense that, yeah, everyone has something about informatics. But when you really look at it, there's only a small number of those that have a defined center. About 7 state agencies around the country have that. And I don't have an exact count on local agencies, but I can think there are not too many either. So here's a real set of examples, and I will leave you with this slide here. These are examples of agencies that have either a center, a unit, or a program inside the organization with dedicated, whether it's one person or a few people, dedicated staff. And one of the first things they do is really concentrate information in a basic web resource center or web page. So I think that's my last slide. So I'm sorry I took a few more minutes, but thank you for your attention. I'm sure we'll have a lot of interesting exchange when we get to the Q&A.